Blog Talk Radio.
We are blessed this evening again. And we're going to at this time give you our evangelist, our messenger for the evening. I'm going to ask that you continue to pray. Evangelist W. Leo Daniel.
Tonight, we would like to call your attention to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. And we want you to notice the 12th through the 15th verses. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Our message tonight is coming up again. It's coming up again.
Amen. Yes.
Notice a phrase of the scripture. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. This is saying just tonight is coming up again. I have noticed many people are worried about being mistreated. There are those who are worried about being duped and scorned. Some folks spend many sleepless nights worrying about what people are saying about you.
Well, alright.
You not know, it just bothers some folks what other folks say about you. But I stopped by tonight to tell you, if you want people to leave you alone, just stop doing something. It is impossible to do great things and things that are worthwhile and not have people bother you. When you are climbing the ladder of success, it automatically places you in the light. Any minister that wants to have a complete night of sleep, just stop doing something. And people will soon leave you alone.
Take your time.
The devil has always been that way. The devil has always bothered those who were trying to reach high heights. Should notice Jesus. He was talked about. He rebuked and stoned for doing good. There are those who worry about being on the page. They're worried about being pushed in the background. But I'm glad the Lord has given me a different outlook on life. I found it not necessary to spend restless hours on what people do and what people say. Our subject tells us tonight is coming up again. Everything we do, everything we say, is coming up again. I remember when we were boys on the farm. Some of y'all remember that. I recall we were too small to work in the cotton field as such. But the old folks had a method of using you somehow if you were wrong. If you were too small to fly, they had another job for you. And I recall they were planting cotton. And my cousin and I were playing around the cotton field. And it was too wet this day to do much work in the field. But whether it was raining or the sun was shining, they still found something to do. And I believe now that we have too many young people who are out. And they told us to go over all of those cotton rows and find the skip and plant cotton seeds in the skip. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And they said, after we had finished filling those skips with cotton seeds, we could go back and play. But they had it mapped out. If we had filled all those skips, it would have been bedtime before we would have completed. So we had to find a shortcut. And many of us are doing this today. My cousin told us, I have a suggestion. And I was wanting to hurry and get it over with. And he told me to get your hoe. And he said, follow me. And we walked a few steps. We could dig a hole down here. I dug the hole and we put all the cotton seeds in the hole.
All right, all right.
And we went back fastly to the house and said, we have finished. Yeah. Maybe you all can go on and play. But we had forgotten something. We had forgotten that those seeds were coming up again. To walk and look the situation over. And he saw some little plants peeping from underneath Mother Earth. And believe it or not, they were cotton seeds that were producing the spin. And did you not know we had to stand before the judge? A lot of us should be reminded that whatever we plant is coming up again.
Yeah.
I recall when I first got married, and from that day to this one, I don't like to go shopping with my wife. We went to one of these discount centers.
Yeah.
And, he had me pushing the little buggy as such, and she was picking up, putting in. And I noticed she never did look at the price. She just picked up and put in. And every time she would pick up, I would draw her. I was fully aware that we had to stand before the cashier. To me, it was coming up again. But you might know there are those of us in life going through life, going contrary to the will of God. I've seen people who seem to get a joy out of doing wrong.
Yeah.
But if we would only stop long enough to realize that whatever we do, good or bad, it's coming up again. I would like to pause here for a few minutes and look at the text. We notice in the text, as it reads, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now, it didn't leave anybody out. It said the dead, the small and great. If we have anybody here tonight who has big ideas about having a lot of money, it said the small and great, standing before God. And the books were open. And our record is being kept. The secretary is on hand. Many times we have to be very firm in keeping records down on the
record.
I've known church records to be lost. I've known records in the courthouse to be misplaced. Because men are capable of making mistakes. I stop by tonight to tell you we don't have to worry about the book of life having mistakes. Because first of all, the book is a divine book. And the one who is keeping record is a divine man. The paper he uses is divine paper. The pencil that he uses is a divine pencil. So therefore, it is impossible to make mistakes. It's all coming up again. I know that in the text it says the seed will give up today. I know the mob crowd to attack men because of the color of their skin. Many of you have read about it. There are those who have been missing from their homes, who have been thrown down in the deep sea, bound down with a heavy iron around the neck. And nobody could give an account of them. There have been mothers and fathers who have worried themselves almost to death about where is my child. There are those who have been missing in the armed forces. Or maybe a few years ago, we had a very famous ship to go down in the sea. And none of the men were located. Those families that I have sympathy for them are still worried about their loved ones. And I look at the text and walk with the text a little night, I see where it said the sea will have to give up today. I'm trying to tell you, every man will have his chance to stand before God. I want to do a have a witness tonight. I had an older president tell me not long ago, to a young man, you better take your time, man. You, every time I see you, you're preaching hard. You're singing hard. But you know, I'm afraid to get up for God and not do my best. Because I'm aware of the fact that everything I do is coming up again. Did you not know every song that we sing is coming up again? It's coming up again. Is that right? And minister every sermon that we preach is coming up again. That's why I don't believe we should worry about persecution. We should not worry about being built in stone. Tonight about being falsely accused. That's right. Because it's all coming up again. We'll have our chance to stand before God. Is that right? I recall back in the summer a few months ago, three ministers along with myself were driving through one of our cities in the United States. I've heard a lot of police brutality. And I didn't think too much about it, for I just thought that people were breaking the law and trying to get by. But this evening, this particular evening, just about sundown, I look around, one of those ministers is here tonight. As we were riding along downtown, we drove up beside this police car, and they had a Negro man in the back seat. There was two of them. One was driving, and the other one looked to have had the Negro man handcuffed, his hand over his mouth. And every so often, he would choke him. Every so often, he would hit him. Every so often, he would shake him. And this kind of disturbed us, being children of God. And I went home. I told the men, we shall not let this go down without bringing it to somebody's attention. You know, too long we have been too quiet. got home and wrote a letter to the mayor of that city. And described and even gave him the car number. And asked him if he would look into it. And asked him, please, sir, reply to this letter. Oh, it's been a long wait. Waiting for the mayor to answer the letter. I'm still waiting. It bothered me at first. But the Lord has shown me a different view. I don't know who the young man was. I don't know whose son he was. Taking this very hard beating. But where he is, I have a message for him. I know he will not get a fair trial. Because he didn't have enough witnesses there. I want to tell him one thing is coming up again. Yeah.
the doors of the church. Remember, if you need a church home tonight, remember it's coming up again. If you out of fellowship with the church, remember it's coming up again. Doors of the church open.
Again. me.